This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain has given emergency approval to a new COVID-19 vaccine developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer. It becomes the world's first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations against a disease that has sickened nearly 64 million people worldwide, including more than 1.4 million deaths. Germany estimates it will take until 2022 to vaccinate the whole population against COVID-19 due to capacity limits. The head of an expert panel that will help decide in which order people should receive the vaccine told a German newspaper, quote, "You would need 100 days to vaccinate 15 million people." Germany is rushing to prepare vaccination centers across the country so it can start offering shots quickly once a vaccination has been approved in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said 60 to 70% of the population would need to acquire immunity either via a COVID-19 vaccine or through infection in order for the government to lift restrictions. Vaccination will not be mandatory in Germany. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating whether there was a secret scheme to lobby White House officials for a pardon. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A reveals individuals suspected of having acted to secretly lobby White House officials to secure a pardon or sentence commutation. In a related scheme, it also reveals a substantial political contribution was floated in exchange for a pardon or reprieve of sentence. A Justice Department official speaking on condition of anonymity says no government official is the target of the investigation. In a Tuesday night tweet, President Trump said, quote, "Pardon investigation is fake news." Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has given extra protection to the prosecutor he appointed to investigate the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, giving him the authority of a special counsel to complete the work without being easily fired. He said Durham's investigation has been narrowing to focus more on the conduct of FBI agents who worked on the Russia investigation known as Crossfire Hurricane. Under federal regulations, a special counsel can be fired only by the attorney general and for specific reasons such as misconduct, dereliction of duty, or conflict of interest. An attorney general must document such reasons in writing. Attorney General Barr also said Tuesday the Department of Justice found no evidence of widespread fraud that would alter the outcome of the presidential election. This is the latest setback to President Trump's efforts to overturn his November 3rd election loss. President-elect Joe Biden says China should not expect fast relief from President Trump's tariffs once he takes office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says he will not immediately lift the tariffs the Trump administration put on many Chinese imports, nor break the president's initial trade deal. He tells New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman the key to talks with China is leverage, adding, "We don't have it yet." Washington and Beijing have been in a year-long trade war, and while some industries have benefited, most experts have blasted the Trump policies, saying American businesses and consumers have borne most of the tariff costs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lebanon wants maritime border talks with Israel to succeed and difficulties that surfaced in the last session to be overcome, President Michel Aoun told a U.S. mediator Wednesday after the latest round was postponed. With the session scheduled for Wednesday postponed, U.S. officials instead pursued separate contact with the two sides. The negotiations between the old foes started in October, with delegations convening at a U.N. base to try to resolve a dispute about their maritime border that has held up hydrocarbon exploration in the potentially gas-rich area. Israel received its most advanced warship Wednesday, describing the German-made vessel dubbed Shield as a bulwark for vulnerable Mediterranean gas rigs. This as tensions with Tehran soar over the assassination of a top Iranian nuclear scientist. The SAR-6 corvette that docked in Haifa port and three of the same model to follow next year will bring to 15 the number of missile boats deployed by an Israeli navy, which, while small, carries out missions as far away as the Red Sea and the Gulf. For more on these or any stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.